What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Courtney and Curtis in, Wiggy off to the vineyard, Greg on Nantucket, Chime in Maine. It's been just a wild week of vacations for those guys.
It has. We are paying for going to Hawaii and Ireland right now.
Yes, we are.
I will give Jackson a compliment. That is perfect. The story you teased in the rejoin, Psycho Killer.
Good job.
Thank you, Curtis. Appreciate that.
Well done. Noted. Yep. That's a very Kenish.
Yes. I teased it before the break, but Brian Koberger is going to continue being in the news. If you were not familiar, it's a case that I've followed quite closely for the last couple of years. Brian Koberger accused and pled guilty to the quadruple homicide of four University of Idaho students in November of 2022 now?
Yeah.
It was 3 years ago. Almost 3 years ago. And since his plea deal and his sentencing, more information has been unsealed, whether it's documents, whether it's police reports, whether it's photos. There's been 200 photos released of the crime scene. But it's very interesting, and it's painting a bigger picture of what the prosecutor was going to the picture he was going to paint of that night and what led to this crime. It seems like Brian Koberger went to the restaurant Mad Greek, where two of the individuals, Maddie Mogan and Zana Kernodle, both worked. They were waitresses at this vegan restaurant in Idaho, and his phone pinged on that Wi-Fi a few times, and there was another wait staff who said that they remember Brian Koberger in there. He was very adamant about the vegan situation and the fact that he hoped that his pizza like didn't touch anything animal related at all. So they remembered him because he was just off. So it seems like that may have been a motive, that he was maybe, whether it was obsessed or whatever, of these two individuals or one of them. And that was the connection that led him to that specific house. But when it comes to his family members, we've talked a lot about his dad. His dad picked him up in Washington and then drove him back to Pennsylvania for Christmas break that year right after the murders. And people find that strange.
And they took a different route. Like the normal route was not taken by he and his father.
The easier route.
Right.
In the winter. Like the craziest thing to do is to go side roads, back roads,
right.
When, you know, there's all different types of weather out there. So the dad's been talked about a lot, but now there's new information coming out about his mom.
Yep.
So after after the murders, there is now a source that's come out with the information that he called his mom, Marianne Koberger, at 6:17 a.m. on November 13th, 2022, when the murders happened, when arriving at his Washington State University campus home after the homicide. So they believe the homicides happened in the 4 o'clock hour, and he returned home around 6:17. He immediately called his dad when his mom did not answer. She eventually did pick up on the phone, and the two talked for 36 minutes.
What?
Yes. Then, At 8.03 a.m. that day, Koberger called his mom again in the two spoke for 54 minutes. Now, 8.03 a.m. is an interesting time because they believe that that is when his phone pinged at the tower back at King Road where the murders took place. If you did not follow this case, he murdered these four individuals, went back to Washington State, then went back to the crime scene. No idea why he went back to the crime scene. He left a knife sheath there. That's the where they got the DNA to connect him originally.
That's the theory, that he was looking to see if he left it
outside. Yes, or if he's clearly a sicko, or he just went back because he wanted to see, you know, the chaos that ensued when people woke up that morning. Nobody was awake at that point at 8.03. The two surviving roommates had not woken up at that point, but he was on the phone with his mom at that time for 54 minutes. Then at 4.05
p.m. Wait, can we just stop for quickly?
Yes.
So when he's leaving after the murders, 36 minutes. When he returns, 54 minutes.
Yep.
There's less than 3 hours in that span.
Correct.
He spent an hour and a half talking to his mom.
Correct.
Has she ever answered for this?
No. And the last one, 4.05 p.m., the two had a 96-minute phone call.
Holy hell.
This, to me...
I would also need to see...
I'm sorry, 5.53, they had the 96-minute. They had a short one at 4.05.
So, what is their normal day like?
Correct. I was trying to see if they had that information of, right, like, on a normal day.
Is this anomalous? Is this something that they talk only via text, and this day they spoke 4 hours on the phone?
But to me, I talk to my mom every day, numerous times a day, for long periods of time.
Right.
I talk to my dad every day on the phone. Like, that is, this would not be abnormal for me. It's more so the timing,
right,
of all of these phone calls.
And the duration.
Yes. It has me very interested. Now, at his... sentencing, his dad was not in attendance. The mom was there, as was his sister. It just seems like the parents, there needs to be more looked into of how much they know.
Of course. Like, there's so many things. So when they went back after, so they, Amazon did a phenomenal job one night in Idaho, or one night.
Yes, one night in Idaho.
And they, the day they arrested Koberger at his home in Pennsylvania, where he was over the holidays, they activated a search warrant of his apartment off campus at Washington State. And when they arrived, they said the place had been totally cleaned,
yep,
as if he was never coming back. So your dad comes out, and it's just for the semester? No. Your dad moved you out of your school. You hadn't quit your job.
Yep.
You hadn't made any other plans. It wasn't a trip home for the holidays. It was a trip away from where you were.
Yeah.
And then you take the circuitous route to there. They also showed the night of the murders, but he's probably talking to his mom. He's driving all these weird roads because he reactivated his phone off of the airplane mode when he got back towards where he was living.
Yeah.
But he wanted to take a different route in the event that he was being followed.
It also is very interesting when you bring up the reactivating your phone. He not only just turned his phone off during the murders, which was a massive red flag because they said he never turned his phone off ever. So for that 1 hour period to turn your phone off, very weird.
A totally moronic guy that thinks he's smart.
Yes, but he also disabled Wi-Fi and put it on airplane mode, which I guess is the proper way to make sure that your location is not tracked, even if you turn your phone off. It just, the entire thing, I mean, this guy is as guilty as sin. But now the parents, I believe, need to be looked into more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And why can't we find, like, the actual conversation? I'm sure they exist somewhere.
I always ask that. And I believe I asked it to Greg once. Greg, much smarter than I am. And I think he said, like, not every phone call that you have can just be pulled. Like, they're not recorded.
No, I know. But I don't know. I feel like, whatever. It feels
in
like
in 2025, I feel like everything's recorded. Your,
right,
phone's listening to you 24/7.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I will say something and I won't look it up, and on my phone, boom, I got it in my search engine.
Exactly. My irrational fear with the ocean is growing. We talked about that flesh-eating bacteria just yesterday.
Yes.
In Mississippi, Mississippi, I think.
Yes. Let's call it Mississippi.
A swimmer at Old Silver Beach now in Falmouth down the Cape was infected with the same flesh-eating bacteria.
What?
Yeah, they were swimming off the Cape and this happened. It's a life-threatening flesh-eating bacteria. There is no information on what the status of this individual is, but there was also a case at Buzzards Bay with an older individual having a confirmed case. The beach remains open, both of them, and health officials say that the bacteria is extremely uncommon in Mass. Here's one beach visitor on BZ.
I think that people need to be careful. And I mean, it makes me think about how many of the ponds have all the algae on them that you can't go in the ponds right now because of the climate change. And maybe this is related to that, too.
Yeah. Very, very weird.
Also, congratulations. I saw a thing on Instagram yesterday. Local beach voted worst beach in America, Carson Beach.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I saw that. That was, I think, back-to-back years.
Oh, what is it? Like cleanliness?
Yeah, cleanliness, water clear.
Safety.
Yeah, safety, things to do. They're like, there's no restaurants, there's no nothing, there's nothing nearby. So
something is up in the ocean right now. There is.
There is absolutely something up in the ocean. And good news, by the way, weather-wise, the Hurricane Erin looks to be missing us. Might be, got to watch out for our friends in Bermuda. But looks like it's going to spare the east coast of the United States.
Thank goodness. We have an airline incident of the day.
Flight 209, are you clear to take off?
And now, the latest plane incident.
No, but this guy doing the flying has no airline experience at all. He's a menace to himself and everything else in the air.
Of the day.
By the way, is there anyone on board who knows how to fly a plane?
On the Greg Hill Show.
46-year-old David Leroy Carter from L.A. Unfortunately was overserved on a Breeze Airways flight going from Virginia to Los Angeles. He was taken into custody in Colorado yesterday afternoon after he became agitated 4 hours into his flight from Norfolk, Virginia. They had to put him in restraints twice throughout the flight, but he managed to break free both times during his tirade, calling racial slurs. I mean, the worst of the worst. The flight, of course, had to be diverted to Colorado, where he was then taken off. I believe Terp has the video of this going on. Here's some audio of this going down.
That's the last thing you're going to do to me.
No.
No, ma'am.
Sorry.
Yeah, so they're telling him to sit down. He couldn't handle it. It's what happens with a lot of people when they fly. I don't know if it's a nervous thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I love it. It's great. I don't want it to stop, but they serve you booze everywhere.
Yeah.
People are nervous flyers, so they, you know, it's a cash cow. Why not? You get the double. What other restaurant or place do you go into and somebody asks when you order a Tanqueray and tonic, do you want to make it a double?
Right.
They do that at the airport at 7 a.m.
Yes.
So God love him. You know, most people can handle it and he can't. But and I would also say Breeze Airways. I flew it once.
Beautiful.
Great.
So clean.
So clean. So cheap. Flew to Providence to Palm Beach last Martin Luther King weekend. Awesome.
It's so funny you bring that up. I was flying back from Pittsburgh like 2 years ago, maybe, and our flight got canceled out of the blue with nothing. And it was like, it was a Sunday.
Oh, it was before Patriots Monday.
Yes. And my friends were basically like, oh, this is going to be awesome. Like, we'll stay another night. Right. We'll have fun. We were going to stay at my friend Mary's, go to dinner at her parents' house. And I was like, I need to get back. So I found a Breeze Airways flight and flew into Providence.
Yeah, it's great. And honestly, Providence Airport, awesome. Easy.
So easy.
It was a great experience.
A hospital in Michigan is being talked about because they tailored a kidney transplant in hopes to help a teen protect his baseball career. So 16-year-old Sam Hines plays a lot of baseball and also has a rare kidney disease. He had a transplant when he was only 8 years old, and he needed another one. So usually you put your transplanted kidney on the right side of your body, but Sam is left-handed. And so his mom knew it might mean that he could never play baseball again, because if he got hit by a pitch on the right side, he would be in trouble with the way in which he holds a bat. So they decided to do the replacement on the left side, which is very, very rare. Huh. We can hear from Sam's mom, Alicia, and his PA talking about the transplant.
He went on the list, and 3 months later, he got the transplant. So he bats this way, and they always would put it here.
Preferentially, when you get that kidney transplant, it goes into the right side. It makes sense, right? Like, if you're left-handed and you have the bat up, you don't want it exposed to where all of these balls are coming at you at, like, 100 miles per hour.
So they were happy to do it. They were happy to make it happen.
I don't think I would have been able to, like, function without playing baseball.
Seeing him out there, I couldn't be more proud of him.
Anything is possible, really.
That's awesome.
So, so nice.
The coolest thing I saw, I can't remember because there was so much TV we watched during the pandemic, but there was a series on like medicine and what people do. And it was very interesting. There was these two cops. One needed a kidney and the other cop had a match, so he donated the kidney. It's the only medical procedure they do that has zero benefit and negative impact for the person receiving it.
Wow.
So the person that gives it's the only, you know, because, you know, the Hippocratic Oath, you do no harm.
Yep.
But like when people donate a organ, it's the only medical procedure done with zero benefit to the person entering for the procedure.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. It is. And it's just cool because I think that a lot of kids, whether it's, you know, cancer treatment or every, we have the Jimmy Fund next week. We talk to so many kids that love sports, and to think of somebody who has a rare kidney disease and that transplant could completely end their hopes and dreams of playing, you know, in the future, to be able to have doctors that, you know, take that into account is very, very cool.
We are very fortunate.
We are. That'll do it for the news today. So let's get to what's trending.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped the last one in Houston 4-1, losing the series 2-1. Walker Buehler went six innings, giving up four runs on four hits while striking out three. Alex Cora was ejected from the game late. Here he is talking about this week from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
We won 2-1-4, so we go to Boston and do our thing at home, you know. I think we play well. It's two good teams. We win series, and we're not in the business of losing series. We're in the business of winning, but I'm pleased with the way we win.
The guys off tonight before the Marlins come to Fenway tomorrow. We'll talk to Craig Breslow for the front office report this morning coming up at 9. But before that, we'll be joined by Devin McCourty to talk all things Pats. The Patriots had their first joint practice with the Vikings yesterday. It seemed like it was an up and down day for Drake May and the offense. Another day without Ramondre Stevenson, while May completed a 70-yard pass to Travion Henderson, who continues to be a favorite. The NBA has signed off on the sale of the Celtics. The Board of Governors unanimously signed off on the deal for a private equity group led by Billy Chisholm to buy the team for $6.1 billion.
Are we going to hear from Billy?
Like, I don't know.
Has he met? I mean, he had one interview, I think, on NBC Sports Boston that was very brief.
Yeah.
Like, isn't there going to be some sort of, like,
presser?
Formal introduction?
I'm guessing once this is closed, which the NBA says the transaction is expected to close shortly, I'm guessing when that happens that the Celtics will hold some type of press conference.
I mean, I feel like they should answer the questions about Wick and what went down and who's really in charge and what's the plan and all that.
Absolutely. And if Billy's listening and wants to come on this show, we'd love to have him.
BC.
Yeah. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com because there's a lot to love about driving a 2025 Subaru Outback. Buy the 2025 Subaru Outback with 0.9% financing for up to 36 months or lease for just $255 per month. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Devin McCourty.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Curtis and Courtney in for Greg, Wiggy, Shime. They're all enjoying their little summer breaks. But joining us right now, friend of the program, one of my favorite people to ever call or join us, Devin McCourty, who's done a great job this offseason. You're popping up everywhere, Devin.
I'm just trying to stay busy. I don't know about everywhere, but it's been a good summer.
It has been. And happy belated birthday, your birthday yesterday.
Thank you. Appreciate it. This is my birthday gift, right? You invited me on the show today.
Yes, I did the old slide into the DM. Happy birthday. Miss you. By the way, come on the show tomorrow.
Right. What are the odds that his brother has the same birthday?
Yeah, it's shocking, really. But you and Jason...
My little son is still trying to understand that.
Well, you and Jason did a great job during the first preseason game. I thought that you guys made a lot of good points. Always interesting to hear from former players talk about preseason, because as fans, as media, people jump to conclusions, whether they're good or bad. You guys stayed pretty level-headed the entire time. What was your biggest takeaway about this current Patriots team?
Yeah, I think that's one of the main points. You know, going into the game, I think everybody as a fan, coaches, they all have a certain expectation going in of how you expect, you know, individual guys to play, units to play, as a team to play. But then you also want to be reminded, you know, Washington didn't play any starter. So you want to try to combine the joint practice, what happened there, what you saw good and bad, but also how some of the young guys stepped up and played, because there is a difference from being in practice and then the lights being on and having to perform in the game. So I thought it was cool to see the energy they played with, to see the discipline. You know, even at halftime, Coach Vrabel talked about, hey, two penalties got offset, but, you know, like we can't have penalties. And then they had, I think, two penalties in the second half. And I saw yesterday at the joint practice, there was a couple penalties. So I think all of it kind of goes in one pot. You can't just look at a game or just look at one or two practices. You got to start to try to put it all together and then form an opinion.
Yeah, Devin, I thought you and Jason were great as well. And my biggest takeaway from the game, because obviously you can't break down individual plays, and, you know, it's the Washington wasn't playing their starters most of the game anyway. It just seems smooth, you know, and not ripping one season or another. But the last several years, there's been, you know, it feels like, you know, constant pre-snap penalties, too many men on the field, formation, whatever. Just watching the game without really breaking down individual plays, it felt like the operation was sort of back to what the Patriot fan had expected.
Yeah, and that was something I asked Coach Vrabel before the game in the production meeting, because, you know, one of the things that we sometimes forget is, like, when a staff comes together, that first preseason game is their first preseason game. So some of the things you harp on practice or what you have to do, kind of you see that stuff like showcased in the first preseason game, because you're trying to get so much of the X's and O's done that you don't always kind of get the small things. And I thought the staff, I think partly because a lot of them have worked with Vrabel in the past, some on the same staff in Tennessee, I thought you saw some symmetry between all of them of kind of the things that they felt were important in the game. And I agree with you, a lot of the kind of little smooth things that if you don't do, crush an operation, crush a drive, you didn't see as much as that. And I think that goes to what they've probably been working on all training camp with some of the discipline and things that they kind of harp on that needs to be done. It actually showed in that first game. And I thought the good thing was it showed from the beginning of the game to the end of the game, where the guys who were the first ones in did it, but also, you know, you get to the second and third string guys who are fighting to make the team. They did those little things as well, which is a good sign for a football team.
We had Vrabel on Monday, and he makes it very clear his feelings on ball security and how important that is for him and for the team. Drake May had a tough moment in the preseason game. Overall, though, did you enjoy what you saw out of him? You didn't see a ton, but...
Yeah, I thought he looked like a player that understands what to do and what not to do. And, you know, I think a part of being a good player, and I think he has a little bit of that game changer to him where he can run a little bit, he can stay alive. Like, you're going to get some of those mistakes. As a coach, I think you understand you're going to get them, but you don't set the standard being like, hey, you can make two or three of those. Like, no. You rip them, you go at them. I'm sure in that meeting on whatever day that was, Friday or whatever after the game, I'm sure they got in that team meeting room. And, you know, I think the culture Vrabel grew up in, I'm sure he went at, you know, Drake a little bit in front of the whole team to let him know this isn't something that we approve of. This is not how we want to play. But I also think there's a side of Drake May that he's going to make some plays that a lot of us probably think are dead or you can't make, and he's going to be able to make them. So he has to learn how you tiptoe that line. And I think practice and preseason a little bit, you get to test how much you can do, what you can't do. I think the biggest thing is, I remember talking to Drake May last year about it. She said he has to learn from everything, a mistake, a good play. And as long as he does that, I think he'll be okay.
It's interesting this year, Devin, that they've moved on from basically all the captains of the old team. As someone that was a captain, I think, almost for your entire career with the Patriots, how do you entered in a spot where you obviously had a bunch of leaders already on the team, and then you were the one to be able to carry that torch. How do you restart? How do you begin to establish a culture, and how do you find those leaders that during camp?
Yeah, you know, it's so foreign to, like, the New England region because Coach Belichick was there for 24 years. But I get the unique perspective of, like, I'm, you know, my brother, being super close with him. And the first thing he said to me, he was just like, that's what happens when you get new coaches. That new culture is not built on the culture of the past. It's built on that coach and who he deems as leader. So even though you have guys that, you know, for the Patriots have been leaders and guys that carried the torch, that new coach that comes in might not necessarily feel that and feels like they have to go get their player. So I think a part of that new culture is guys like Robert Spillane, who started in Tennessee, guys like Harold Landry, guys that Coach Vrabel have identified as culture builders, guys like Milton Williams, getting to know him in free agency, and you bring him in on a big contract, guys like Carlton Davis, who played with Terrell Williams in Detroit. Like, you start to use your coaching staff and your knowledge to put together a team that you think has the culture or the standards or morals that you carry as a coach, and you bring them in to establish that new culture in whatever area. And I think Vrabel has identified those guys, and that's what this team is built up of. And that doesn't mean guys like Jabril Peppers and Drake May and guys that were already there the year, but it doesn't mean that they won't come in and establish and still be a part of that. Sure, they will, but guys like Will Campbell and Travion Henderson, those are going to be the guys that during the draft process, they say, all right, in 5 years, we're going to be looking for these guys to be our captains and our leaders, and they're starting to build that way.
Devin, were you surprised by the coach's decision to not play Steph Diggs on Friday?
No, I think with Diggs, and we talked to him after practice, and he was kind of energetic still after the joint practice of Washington. He's like, I mean, I told him I could do everything. I'm 100%. He said, but they told him, hey, you know, like, we need you in the games. We need you during those big moments. We want you to be healthy. You've done this for a while now. You've been in preseason games. You've been in practices. We just want to be smart. And I think that makes a lot of sense. As a guy who got to play 13 years, I think there is an advantage to trying to map out a plan for you to be your best in those moments. And he's out there. He's going to be playing, but coming off an ACL, and even though he looks amazing, I give them credit to say, hey, let's not take this too far. Let's not get, you know, this new receiver who we really like and just throw him out there just so we can watch him in preseason. Let's kind of be smart and, you know, take it one day at a time. And I think it will pay off for them. He's playing football. They're just not throwing him out there like he's 25. They're actually thinking about, you know, the miles that he's put on his body and how to best get the best out of Diggs later in the season.
I'm just curious for you, Devin, what do you think is a successful year for year one Vrabel here? And, you know, I know you're not too into the Vegas stuff, but over-under is 8.5. What do you think this season would be if it's a success? What do they have to accomplish?
This is the hardest question because even last year, I remember, like, when you win 4 games the year before, 8 and 9 wins, like, that to me is amazing. Like, that's past success. You know, that's above average. That's above, you know, that's like a really great season for them. So to me, it's how they perform. It's how they look. You know, and, you know, if you want to put any thought into Vegas, then it is. It's 8 wins would be a successful season. But I think from my outlook, as I look at the rest of the division, I look at them on the high note to finish second in the division behind Buffalo and possibly compete with Buffalo during the end of the season to be like, hey, we're fighting, we're still alive. And if I think ultimately Buffalo becomes the division leader again, but I look for them to be in that number two spot. So does that leave you at 9 wins or 10 wins with a chance to possibly make the playoffs? I do. I think they have enough talent this year that will get them in that conversation. Cause that to me is the biggest difference. Like, once you infuse your team with a ton of talent, it gives you a chance. It makes people believe, and that's what they look like right now.
Ramondre has been absent from practice since Friday's game. He played okay on Friday. Is it just that Travion Henderson has completely taken over? It seems weird that he hasn't been seen practicing at all since Friday.
Training camp's always tough because there's no injury report. Usually, from my time, if a guy's not practicing at all, it's because he's hurt. Like, there's something going on or there's a personal thing. Like, that usually, to me, speaks more than anything else. Because, like, even as well as Travion Henderson played in the game and the way he's been practicing, there's still, like, you're still going to get guys out there. You're still going to get Ramondre. Like, no matter how the depth chart plays out, once the season comes, guys still need to be out there playing. So I would imagine it's some kind of injury and the team doesn't have to report it or say what the player is dealing with, you know, very similar to Carlton Davis. But, like, if there's a chance he could be out there, to me, he would be out there. So I would guess there's some kind of injury or something else going on.
Devin, a couple quick ones on the statue. What grade do you give the Tom Brady statue that was just revealed on Friday night?
Man, that statue was like a 9 out of 10 because, I wanted to go make fun of the statue during the preseason game, going out there. That was going to be like my opener. The statue was pretty good, though. I cannot knock that.
And big talking point here has been, is there going to be a Belichick one that joins Brady? Do you think there will? And do you think it'll be right next to Tom? And when can we get the Belichick one?
Man, I sure hope so. I mean, again, I'm obviously biased. I think from playing there and I think on playing on defense and some of the thought process that went into some game plans and even overall as a team, like that success that the Patriots had, you can't take away. And I know people are going to be like post-Tom this and pre, but what we were able to accomplish in my time there and what those guys did before me and, you know, obviously the time I get to spend with Rodney Harrison now and him talking about his time with Bill and the consistency or the same phrases and different things that we heard from a game plan standpoint, I think it would be ridiculous that you wouldn't put a statue up of him. When that comes, I don't know, you kind of lean on like time heals, whatever happened towards the end of everything between the Crafts and Coach Belichick. But I just think it makes a lot of sense for him to have a statue, whether it's next to Tom, whether it's on another side of the stadium, whatever. I think that organization is built on, football-wise, is built on what those two men gave to the team year after year. And, you know, we're talking about 2 decades of excellence that to me deserves a statue.
Well, I know you're a Jersey guy now, but where can we see you this upcoming season? What are your plans?
Well, I'll be in Minnesota going over there Friday. And then the next time I'll be on NBC to start the season Thursday night, Philly and Dallas, which will be awesome. But still Sunday night football pregame show, Football Night in America, 7 o'clock. I'll be there, and then I also will be calling, you know, some Thursday and Monday night games for Westwood One Radio just to be back in that atmosphere calling games. I'll actually be calling New England's Thursday night and Monday night game against the Jets and the Giants.
Awesome.
On Westwood One.
All right. Well, maybe you should give some pointers to Tom about how to call a game. You know, you guys are competing now with that.
No, we're not competing. he's on the extreme varsity high top national ranked teams. I'm still on JV of, like, the local town team that's not that good. That's the difference between radio and the A-team.
All right. Well, Devin, thanks so much for calling. Happy birthday again. We miss you here, so we hope to see you soon.
Appreciate it.
There we go.
There you go. There's Devin McCourty. He's the best.
He's one of the very few people who oftentimes and it's nothing negative about anyone in particular. You have a guest, and they're just not really listening. They hear the last thing you say, and they react to it. And he, the speed with which he replies to questions he hasn't been prompted for, to me, is such a skill. Like, he's on a phone, it's early morning, he's got a bunch of kids, it's the middle of August, and it's like he listens and he gives a thoughtful answer. He's really talented at that.
He is. He's very, very good, and he also never asks for anything. Like, no. I said, happy birthday, want to come on the show tomorrow? He said, sure. Can I call in? I said, yes, here's the number, what time? Awesome. It was just, he never asks for anything. He's always up to come and talk to us. So thank you so much to Devin McCourty.
Great job, Courtney.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. We have to take a quick break. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about the Patriots, and then we will have the front office report with one Craig Breslow. I always wonder how they choose, like, who gets what week, you know? Yeah. Sam always seems to get a high week
the winning streak helps a lot for a Sam interview.
Yeah, Sam always, like, a big acquisition, right. Sam's gonna come
Roman
on.
Roman Anthony, long extension,
oh,
boom.
He's here to talk. Craig Breslow, it's like they're womp womp
right.
every single time.
2-4 on the road trip, here we go.
Terrible, terrible. Bad luck for him, but we'll talk to him at 9.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, that was Devin McCourty. He just joined us. If you missed it, you can listen to it on the Odyssey app. But interesting things that he said about Steph Diggs. He basically thinks that it's just keeping him healthy, making sure that he continues to stay healthy because they need him in real games. I thought it was also interesting what he had to say about Ramondre Stevenson, that he thinks that it's an injury situation with him.
Yeah, it is interesting, too, because if they really were trying to move him, you wouldn't want people to think he was banged up. So I like it with running backs. You never have enough. Like, every year, the reason running backs have gotten their salary knocked down so much across the NFL is because they're just, it's the position is punished.
Except James Cook is on the way up.
James Cook is on the way up. That's right. But there actually has been a recent update.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey, James Cook. You're right. Over the years, it had sort of been, there was like that thing a couple years ago. Remember, it was like pay the running backs.
Yeah.
About, like, their own
lobby.
It was
like the WNBA thing.
Right. Yeah. They wore t-shirts at the Pro Bowl. So I think it's best to have three of those, especially a guy that's a rookie, Travion Henderson, 17-game regular season. To expect that he's going to be able to be a lead back and carry the weight of all that is going to be a lot.
Especially in the instances of Ramondre and Travion, like, they run so hard that it's, you know, if they get banged up, then you've got Gibson is there as well. Like, I'm with you. I'm okay with three.
Yeah, and I thought Antonio Gibson was actually a pretty good change of pace running back last year as well. So yeah. I love Devin. We were just talking during the break. Like, you think back to those Patriots teams. Like, the amount of leaders that you had, even on the second edition. So you got Devin McCourty, Julian Edelman, Rob Ninkovich, you know, up and down that roster in the, you know, the three Super Bowls they won in the second half of the dynasty. And then you go back to the early years. Like, how many of these guys now, the irony that these people were told to say nothing to the press, are all now leading the press, whether it's Bruschi or Devin or Tom or any of these guys.
It's also insane. Back then, you thought that it was going to last forever. You truly did. Like, yeah. I never, and I was a spoiled Patriots fan. I didn't have to suffer all those years prior. But I, when I was a freshman at BC, it was during a holdout. And so the Patriots practiced at BC, and I was working in the athletic department for the summer. And they asked, I was in the business office. I wasn't a business major, so why I was in there, I basically was there to, you know, brighten everybody's day. I was the personality hire, right, if you will.
You were the front-facing person.
Yes, exactly. I worked for Chris Iacocca. He was the best, but he was like, we need somebody to check in all the players when they get here. Do you want to do that? I said, I'm in.
I was born for this role.
Yeah, he said, I came in, I was in like this cute little Lily Pulitzer dress, I'll never forget it, but it was Tom Brady, it was Rob Gronkowski, it was Julian Edelman, it was Aaron Hernandez. It was one person after another where I was so taken aback as a, you know, 19-year-old college freshman girl, right. And to watch them up close and it was insane. And to see, I truly mean it when I say it felt like they were all going to be there forever.
Yeah. The one I will say that really I allowed myself to understand the magnitude of it and that it wasn't going to go on forever. This 2018 against the Chargers. And then for my money, I don't know if I can rank them. It depends what I saw last. But the AFC title game in overtime against the Chiefs in the 2018 season is one of the greatest football games I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And it was two separate games. The first half, Belichick totally stifled Mahomes. The second half, it broke into this massive shootout. And for that team that had been told it was dead 16 different times to win that game in below zero temperatures and Arrowhead, the video of Brady and Gronk walking to the bus, like, I did. That was one year where you really allowed yourself. 2019 was so weird with the Antonio Brown fiasco, yeah. And then Brady's miserable and all that, and they lose to Vrabel. But that those teams and what they built, we did take for granted just how the way in which it was able to be extended. And Belichick deserves credit for finding people like Devin McCourty. I remember when Devin McCourty was drafted at the end of the first round, it was a joke. I remember Jerry was on this radio station saying they took a gunner in the first round. And because he was drafted as a cornerback and then ended up being one of the great safeties in Patriots history. So, but on and off the field, a guy that you never questioned. You said yesterday, you sent him a DM, give him the number. How many people do we book that we actually pay? Yeah. We can't find them on the line. You just reach out and boom, 8:20 the next day.
And I don't even need to text him in the morning. Say, right. Like, hey, just a reminder. I was so confident that he was going to call, and he always does.
We had to text and remind Jackson he was coming
up. Jackson's been on time all week. Everybody on Twitch, I see them all weighing in on McCourty and the Patriots. And if you're watching on Twitch, thanks so much. We're live every single day, and that's brought to you by our friends at Springer's Jewelers. If you're looking for a diamond, go see them at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The team at Springer's takes the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. Visit springersjewelers.com. Do you think that Vrabel is the key, though, for this season? Because McCourty off the bat starts talking about how smooth everything is. You've been on that from the beginning, how just structured. It feels like everybody's on the same page, which hasn't been the case in years past.
Yeah, and I think it's Vrabel and the staff he has been allowed to assemble. Mm-hmm. Because you look at the offensive line coach, Doug Marrone, a guy that was the coach of the Jaguars in an AFC championship here in the 2017 season. You have Josh McDaniels, a guy that's won Super Bowls as an offensive coordinator. You have the defensive coordinator who's been battling the health issues but has been a great defensive line coach, respected coach across the NFL. Up and down the team, I feel like you have competent people that can prepare and find answers. It is totally different than last year. And it's going to be a great case study in how much coaching matters across the board in the NFL. Because last year you had the worst situation you could have when it comes to a guy that wasn't ready, coordinators that weren't prepared, and a just total dumpster fire. This year you have the opportunity to see what it looks like. In game one of the preseason, it's only game one of the preseason, but I thought that it was stood out like you wouldn't believe, that the team was just efficient.
Yeah.
There wasn't wasted energy. There wasn't wasted breath. And the fact that Vrabel has been spending so much time with the offense is a good sign that he feels the defense is under control and that he knows that his bread's going to be buttered by how quickly Drake May ascends to a leader and how quickly he can become a great quarterback in the NFL.
Well, like I said, if you missed Devin McCourty, go on the Odyssey app. You can listen to everything that you may have missed on this show there and leave us a Hill Notes. We're going to play those around 9:20 this morning. If you go on the Odyssey app, go to our page. There's a little microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Leave us Hill Notes. They've been great this week.
And there's a question in the Twitch chat about allowed to assemble from my stenographer, John in the car. Yes, as in paying, allowing to have the budget to pay all of these coaches to be on your staff. While last year you paid Alex Van Pelt to be your offensive coordinator. My guess is the coaching staff this year has a far bigger budget than the one that was on the roster last year.
Yeah, I agree with you. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, Craig Breslow will join us for the front office report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.